Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadi, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Peites on the base. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davim Atayra, or Ein Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davim Atayra. As we saw, the sugya relates to the first Mishnah here in Perek Isha Rabba, but it began on Daf Peites on Aleph with a Mishnah Masechtes Trumas. The Mishnah discusses the halacha that ain tarmin menatome alatar, that one is not allowed to be mafresh truma with a davar tame on behalf of the rest of his tfua if the rest of his tfua is tar. What the reason for is, we saw Rashi says a pshat, Tosis B'Shem Ari says another pshat, we said over Rabbi Chanan's kashi yesterday in Kovas Haaretz, but either way the halacha is ain tarmin menatome alatar. V'im taram, let's say you did do it, so b'shoigig, if you did a b'shoigig, trumas truma, the Mishnah says, and certainly it works. B'mezid is where it gets more complicated. The Mishnah says, loy asa v'loy klum, that the truma does not work. The machloikis amayroim that we saw in the Gemara was, what does it mean, lo yosef alay klum? Rav Chisda said, lo yosef alay klum, at all, period. That the truma that you were mafresh is not truma, that the rest of the tfua is considered to be still tevel, you'd have to be mafresh truma again, and the thing that you were mafresh for truma does not have any kedushas truma. Rav Nosson Rav Oishi said there's no way that that could be true. How could you say that the truma itself that you were mafresh is not truma? After all, the whole halacha of ein tarmim and atame alatar is only a din derabanan, and if it's only a din derabanan, there's no way that the rabbanan could say that something that midday rice is truma should not be treated as truma. So when the Mishnah says le'yosef le'klum, what does it mean? Said Rav Nosson Rav Oishi, it means l'sakinas. It means that Lakula, you'd have to give Truma again from everything else. But with regards to the Truma itself that you were mafresh, there's no question that the halacha is not La Yosef Aleklum, but rather it does have Kedushas Truma. Now, Rav Chisda agrees that Midai Raisa, really the Truma should be Truma. It was only the Rabbanan that said that the Truma is not Truma. Why would the Rabbanan suggest that this Truma shouldn't be Truma? So he said it was because of Gzeira, and the Gzeira that he was concerned with was that if you are going to tell this person that was mafresh truma b'mezid, menatame ala tahar, that you have to give truma again. However the truma that you gave is truma, this person will not give truma again. Because it's going to be a little bit confusing. You're sending him mixed messages. On the one hand, you're telling him that it's not truma, give truma again. But then again, you're telling him that you were mafresh does have kedushas truma. Now the truth is, midday raisa was truma. It's only midday rabbanan that you want him to be mafresh truma again. But by telling him that the truma is truma, you are somehow going to potentially make him not give truma again, be over the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't want him to be over the Rabbanon. So they said, better let's say that the truma is not truma. It's like this, he'll definitely be mafresh truma again. This time he'll get it right. He'll do it minat tahar. And it's for that reason that the Rabbanon said that although midday raisa, the truma is truma, we'd rather the truma not be treated as truma. Parenthetically, for one second, I saw the Aruch Laner asks a nice kasha, that the whole purpose of Rav Chisda saying that the truma is not truma was simply because we want to make this person be mafresh truma again. So to do that, as we'll see in the sugya, we were oikir davim and a Torah, and we said that although really it is truma, we're going to treat it as if it's not truma. Freik the Aruch Laner, I have a better etza. Why don't we tell this person to take this truma and to put it into a taruvos, where the majority of the taruvos is not going to be truma, it's going to be chulin, and it'll be mutter al yedei bittel b'raif. So whatever the sheer bittel is, you go ahead and be mevatlet. So rather than just say that something that's truma is no longer truma, maybe be mevatlet. Isn't that a better idea? So he says you're going to tell me ei mevatlet nis lekatchila. But if you learn the sugyas of yeridei taruvos, you know that ei mevatlet nis lekatchila is only in nisad rabbanon. It's not in nisad raisa. So wouldn't it make more sense to be over ei mevatlet nis lekatchila, then let the truma be mutter midai raisa, rather than go and midai raisa be matter something that really is truma? So he says perhaps this sugi is a raya to the shitas arayvit. The shach brings the raivit lahaloch, and not lahaloch, we don't pass him like the raivit, but he does bring this raivit. The Rashba in the sugis of Gedanasha quotes the raivit, that's the mechart to this raivit. But the shitas raivit is that ei mevatel nisa lekatchila is an nisa dei raisa. This sugi maybe would be a raya from the factor of Chisda didn't just suggest a better eitza, maybe that's a raya to what you said that ei mevatel nisa lekatchila is an nisa dei raisa, not a nisa dei rabbanon. But two ha'aris, Two ha'aris on this Aruch Lamer. Number one, when we learned Mesechtes Beya, Daf Dalad, we spoke out the Chiddush of the Noida Yehuda and the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva that say that although a Mevatel Lissel Katchila, according to almost all Rishonim, other than the Raavad, is an Issa Derabanan, that's only by a Taruvas Lach Belach. When you put the two things together, they become literally one. But a Taruvas Yavesh Biyavesh, there everybody holds a Mevatel Lissel Katchila as an Issa Deraisa. So I think this Aruch Lamer is not like that Chassam Sofer in Noida Yehuda, but Al Koponim, that's a perfect beautiful teretz to Nedi Behuda. Number one. Horror number two is the Avni Meluim. It's Yedua. The Avni Meluim said, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsid truma. You're not allowed to be mafsid kachim. Says the Avni Meluim, if you can't be mafsid truma, so too you can't be mevatel truma. Because when you're mevatel truma, the truma now gets treated as chulin. You're being mafsid the truma. So although a mevatel nisal katchil is always an isser derabanan, the Avni Meluim was mechadish that by truma it's an isser the iraisa. So two terutzim to the Aruch Lamer's kasha without having to come on to derive it. Number one, we're discussing a taruvah's yovish. Everybody holds number two, we're discussing truma, and by truma, because of the halacha of hefsid truma, the Avni Meluim's chiddush, everybody would hold that emavat nisal chatchila is an iser de iraisa. From there, the Gemara got into really the crux of the sugya, and that is a fundamental problem with Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, because we want you to be mekayim de derabanan of being mafresh truma again. Because you were mafresh originally, menatami alatar, we'll say that the truma that you were mafresh, although me derais as truma, shouldn't be treated as truma. Freak the Gemara, v'chi yesh koyach biyad chachamim, lakadavim menatara. Doesn't make sense. Me derais as truma. How could the rabbanon go and be oiker, adavra menatara? So Rav Chisda came right back and he says, who said not? You really think that if this chachamim don't have a koyach biyakadavim menatara? I'll bring you riots that they do have a koyach biyakadavim menatara. And we saw two of the riots that Rav Chisda suggested to bring yesterday, and we're going to see many, many, many more throughout the course of today's daf. And like I said, it's a really, really nice daf, and it touches on to a lot of sugyas in a light way, but there's a lot of big yesoidas that if we can take out of this sugya that really you can carry with you throughout Shas. So some very, very nice ideas. But before that, the last, and that's really today's daf, picks up in middle of the last raya that Rav Chisda brought, and that was from a braisa that's discussed a little bit more towards the end of the Masechta, regarding Kiddushei Ketana. We know that a person can get married to a woman where his Kiddushin is only Chal Mid Rabbanon. It's not Chal Mid Eiraisa, which obviously would lend itself very well to a sugya like this. Mid Eiraisa, you're not married. Mid Rabbanon, you are married. Kiddushei Ketana, how's that? You have a Ketana, meaning she's less than 12 years old. Her, if she's an islandess, less than 18 or less than 20 years old, based on the sugyas of Parakaro. Her brother or mother, not her father, married her, she becomes Mikudeshes Midirabonon. And the Braisa says that it's possible for someone who's only married Midirabonon to, number one, Yarshin his wife, number two, if he's a Kohen, be Metamet to her, number three, if he's a Kohen, she will be able to eat Truma as a result of this Kinyan Derabonon, because she would be considered Kinyan Kaspoy. And the Gemara's Kasha will be that how could a Kiddushin derabanan be matter things that this person on the Dairaisa level is not allowed to do? Isn't this totally in the sugya of Yesh Kerech Biyat Chacham and Lachet Dovim and Ateris? Yesterday we saw the first part of this braisa where the Chizda wanted to bring a raya from the fact that the husband can yarshin his wife even through Kiddushei Ketana. The kasha was, Midei Raisa doesn't have a Kerech to yarshin her. It's only Midei Rabbanan that he would have a Kerech to yarshin her. How could a Kiddushin derabanan allow you to take money from someone that technically doesn't belong to you? That should be a raya. The H Kerech Biyat Chacham and Lachet Dovim and Atayro. So the Gemara said that's not a raya, because when you're discussing monetary issues, there's a special koyach that we know Beis Din has, the koyach of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. And because the koyach Hefker Beis Din Hefker, it's for that reason that it works. But it could be if it would be a non-monetary related issue, such as Truma, which is not Dine Mominois, that's already a sugya in Yeridea, that's a whole different sugya. Maybe over there, it wouldn't work. And the Gemara says, how do you know Hefker Bezen Hefker? And the Gemara brought two Makaris. One Makar was Ezra. Ezra comes up after the beginning of Ayasheni. He sees that the Yidden are not behaving. He tells everybody to come to the town square. Whoever doesn't come within 3 days, Yechrom Kol Rechush, I'm going to confiscate all his property. It sounds like this was a real threat. It wasn't an empty threat. Apparently, Ezra had the authority to take away people's property. Why? Because Ezra represented Bezdin and Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Incidentally, I saw there's a discussion in the Poskim. What Bezdin could be mafkir nechassim. Could a bezdin today anywhere say hefker bezdin hefker? Ezra, you would think, was maybe the Sanhedrin. He was a member of the Anshe Knesset Agdoila. So is it any bezdin? What level, what echos of bezdin do you have to have in order to have hefker bezdin hefker? So that's an interesting discussion. The second makar the Gemara brought was from Yeshua and Elazar. That Elazar, Kohen Gadol, and Yeshua, they were the ones when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they divided the land. And the pasuk says that they were able to divide it the same way a father could be manchel his state to his sons. So too, they as leaders of Klal Yisrael were able to be manchel. So you see, they had a koyach to decide, this belongs to you and that belongs to you. Why did they have a right to do that? Because hefker bezdin hefker. Whatever they decided should be the case, that's what they will be able to do. So two mekayres. I mentioned yesterday quickly that we would come back to this, that we learned Masechta Shkolim, Daf Gimel. So we spoke at the time, the Rashba and Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Mebez. The Rashba says, the Gemara brings two mekayres. There's an afkemina lahalacha between the two mekayres. Says, why? Says, Yesh Lachgar. Does bezdin only have a koyach to be mafker somebody's nechasim? That's the Lashon HaGemara. Hefker bezdin hefker. Is that really all they have a koyach to do? What if bezdin says, I want Reuven's thing to belong to Shimon? Could they do that or not? They're doing more than just being mafke Reuven's nechasim. They're being mafke Reuven's nechasim, meaning taking it away from Reuven, and then being makne it to Shimon. Does Bezdin have a koyach only to be mafke, or do they have a koyach to be makne as well? Says the Rashbi, thinks perhaps it's totally in these two makaris that the Gemara brought. If the makar to hefker bezdin hefker is Ezra, Ezra just said yechram kol ruchushai. He never suggested that it was going to go to anybody else. It's going to be confident. It's not going to be yours. What's going to happen with it? We'll have to sit down. We'll have to go through darkei kinyonim to figure out who's actually going to own it. But Allah and Yeshua, they were being manchel Eretz Yisrael. Although it was possible that they were giving zvulin what belonged to Yisachar, it didn't matter because they had a koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. So you see that hefker bezdin hefker is not just hefker. The word hefker is a little bit of a misnomer, says the Rashi. But they have more than just a koyach to be mafker. They actually have a koyach to take somebody's thing and go and give it to somebody else. It came up in Masechta Shkolim, because in Masechta Shkolim, the Gemara brings Allah of Hefker Bezdin Hefker and says, how do you know Hefker Bezdin Hefker only brings Sefer Ezra? It doesn't bring Sefer Yeshua. So the Achrenim suggests that maybe there's an afkemina lahalacha. It sounds like a subtlety. The Bavli brings two makaris. The Yishalmi brings only one makar. Okay. Nishkeferlach. No, could be there's an afkemina lahalacha. Based on this Rashba, it could be the Yishalmi's paskining a halacha that it's only hefker that they have a right to do, but they can't be makna to somebody else. One nice nafkemina that we didn't speak at in Shkolim Daf Gimel, the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram said that there's a big shaila nachreinim, a nice yeshivish, a real chabura type inyan, with regards to if somebody owns something midrabanan. If I have a kinyan derabanan, can I be mekayim with that a mitzvah deiraisa? So let's say somebody bought an estrig with a kinyan that works midrabanan, doesn't work midrabanan. Could it be yoytza dalminim? Dalminim has to be lochem. I only own it midrabanan. The fact that I have bailus midrabanan, does that give me a din lochem? For Dini Deiraisa, well, let's say I acquired something with the Rabbana. I want to be Mekadosh and Isha with it now. Kedushin, Isha is a Din Deiraisa. Can I be Mekadosh and Isha on a Deiraisa level with something that I only own with the Rabbana? Says the Dvar Avram, it should be totally in this Shiloh. The Rabbana would have a Koyach to make something yours with Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. If Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is a Koyach of Hefker, so you wouldn't have the koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. But if hefker bezdin hefker works more than just to make something hefker, it can actually make something that's not yours, yours. It works the other way around. They could take something from Reuven, give it to Shimon. So if the Rabbanan said that it's yours, it works even on the Deiraisa level. So the Dvar Avram said it could be whether or not you could be mekayim a din Deiraisa with something that you only own with the Rabbanan is totally in this shaila of hefker bezdin hefker is only for hefker, or does it work for kinyonim as well? All right, so either way, we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Tesam and Beis, and the Gemara is continuing to discuss this braisa. Again, someone who's married midrabanan. So you see, the husband has schuse ishus in his wife that he's only married to midrabanan. Rav Chisda says, this braisa very much smells like my halacha, that there's an idea of yesh koich b'yad chachavim. It's b'yad chachavim over here because it's only kedusha derabanan, and we're going to be oikir dvar min atayra. So the first raya from the fact that he yarshins his wife, that's not a raya, that has nothing to do with yesh koyach b'yad chachamim, that's a special koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. His next raya is four lines from the bottom, umetamala. It said that if he's a koyin, he can be metamala to his wife. Freik the gemara, v'hocha, the midday raya of yimetamala. Midday raya, only the father can be metamala to her, meaning he can't be metamala to her, midday raya, because midday raya, they're not married. Umidday rabbanon metamala baal, and midday rabbanon, he could be metamala to her. How could the rabbanon tell a koyin to be metamala to somebody? That midday raya is not his wife, that midday raya is not allowed to be metamala to her. Says the Gemara, Mishum the Habilo Meis Mitzvah. You know why you can be metameter? Not because of Koroiv, but because she's a Meis Mitzvah. Because if he's not metameter, no one else will be metameter. So the Gemara says, that's not true. I mean, what's the definition of a Meis Mitzvah? When we have a Meis Mitzvah, but Tanya Rulim Tidabari says, oh, Meis Mitzvah, Kol She'in Le Koivrim, someone who has no relatives to bury them, Koiriv Achir, but if a person who can call a friend, a neighbor, to ask them to help them. And Oynoi said, and they answer him, that's a person that has Kovrim and ain't a Meis Mitzvah. So the Kasha is, that's not, why should she be a Meis? Because she's married Midrabanan. She's not a Meis Mitzvah. Who said she doesn't have family? Says the Gemara, Hachinami, Kibit Layarsi La, Kar Yulev Lay Onolai. He says, no, you don't understand. A person's a Meis Mitzvah when they don't have Kovrim because they don't have Yarshim. If you have a Yerush, you have a Kovr, and you're not a Meis Mitzvah. But if somebody dies and doesn't leave over Yerusha, he could have the largest family in the world. In like Kovrim. And in Halacha, he's considered a Meis Mitzvah. Over here, the other Kovrim are not going to Yarshanim because this person who's married to Midrabanan is the one that's going to Yarshan. As a result, even if she has a large family, they're not Kovrim. If they're not Kovrim, they're... she's going to be a Meis Mitzvah. She's a Meis Mitzvah. It's for that reason that the husband, that's a Yairish, is going to be allowed to marry, is going to allow to be Metameter. The next halacha of the Braisa was that this person, again, who's only married to Rabbanon, she is allowed to eat Truma if he was a Kohen because she's Kenya Kaspoy. To eat Truma is a Issa de Raisa, and they're only married to Rabbanon. That should be a Raya. Again, Yesh Kech B'Yachacham and Lachya Dovim and Atayra, says the Gemara, Truma de Rabbanon. No, who said we're discussing Truma de Raisa? We're discussing Truma de Rabbanon. What are examples of Truma de Rabbanon? So we just had one yesterday. Otzitz She'enoi Nakuf. Okay, maybe that's from the more complicated ones. We had in Perek Ha'aral, the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that even Bizman Bayesheni, the Chi of Truma was only a Chi of de Rabbanon. The Machlikis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokis, Truma Bizman Hazeh. Is it? Chiyav de Raisa, Chiyav de Rabbanan. When we learned Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, we spoke out seven shitas harishonim. What type of peiros a chayiv in truma midai Raisa, and what a chayiv in truma midai Rabbanan? Dogon, tirish, and yitzer. That's the pashtas. It's chayiv midai Raisa. Everything else is only chayiv de Rabbanan. But there are really many, many, many shitas. So truma de Rabbanan is something that is very shchich. Come up with a lot of cases of truma de Rabbanan. It's only that type of truma that she's allowed to eat. But truma de Raisa, and Chanami, that not, because the whole Kedushin is a Kedushin de Rabbanan, and ain't koich b'yad chachamim, lakar davim and atera. Says the Gemara now, toshma. Ochal truma t'meya, if somebody, a zar, ate truma t'meya, that obviously belonged to a kayin. So the halacha is that if somebody eats truma midai Raisa, a zar that eats truma is chayv misa. Maisa b'dei shamayim. Midai if he eats it b'shoigig, if Azar eats truma b'shoigig, so the halacha is he has to pay back the truma, he has to reimburse, let's say set aside truma, he had $10 worth of truma and he ate it, so he has to replace that $10 worth of truma with what he took plus a chaymish. He has to add a fifth on top of that. That's the first halacha. The second halacha is that if somebody eats truma b'shoigig, when he replaces that truma with the chaymish, he has to make sure that what he's using to replace it is a dover haroi liyos kodesh. It has to be something that's possible to become kodesh. But if it's talking something that's not possible to be kodesh, that's a problem. So what happened over here was somebody ate truma t'meya. He didn't eat ordinary truma. The truma that was tame. Truma t'meya, the kohen is not allowed to eat. However, the truma can have anah from. So the halach is meshalem chulin tahirim. So although you ate truma t'meya, you shouldn't pay back truma chulin t'meyim. You should pay back chulin tahirim. Because it's a halacha that when you pay back truma that you took, you're supposed to give a dover haroi liyos kodesh. Something tahir is roi liyos kodesh. Something tame is not so roi liyos kodesh. Shilim chulin t'meyim. Let's say instead of doing what you were supposed to do, which was reinstate it with chulin tahirim, you gave instead chulin t'meyim. So sumcha says v'shem rameyer b'shoigig. If what you did was b'shoigig tashlum v'tashlumin, okay. Then even though you did the wrong thing, it's okay. B'mezid, if you purposely gave a dover tame instead of a dover tahir, ein tashlum of tashlumin. Then what you did is not good. Meaning the way the Gemara understands it right now, you have to undo it. You take back the chulin t'meyim that you gave, and you replace it instead with chulin t'meyim. Whether you did it b'shoigig or you did it b'mezid, what you did was done. However, we can't see you. Then in addition to the chulin t'meyim that you gave, now you're going to have to give even more. You're going to have to give on top of that chulin t'meyim. But we ask, b'mezid ain't tashlum tashlumim, that if you did it b'mezid, tashlum is not a tashlumim, tavel of bracha. Why? Tashlum tashlumim would somehow imply that you gave the kohen something inferior. Now, the truth is that although you didn't follow the halacha, we shouldn't really cancel you because you didn't give the kohen something worse than what you took from him. You gave him something better than you took from him. You took from him truma t'meya and you gave him back chulin t'meya. Chulin t'meya is better than truma t'meya because truma t'meya, the kohen can't eat. You can have anah from it. You can use it as shemen, let's say, to fuel a fire, but you can't eat it. Chulin t'meya, at least you're able to eat it. So why should we give this person a knas? Adarabba, tabi ala bracha. You took something from him that he's not allowed to eat. You gave him back something that he is at least allowed to eat. But my Rava, so Rava explained the price a little bit better. In order to fully understand the price, you have to have a chasurim mechzer. You have have to do some surgery to this brisa. Achal truma tmeya. If you ate truma tmeya, meshalim koldu, then you can give him back anything, even chulin tmeyim, because even chulin tmeyim is tovel of bracha. You're giving him something better than what you took. Achal truma tahira. That's where we had this machlokes. You took truma tahira, meshalim chulin tahira. Why chulin tahira? Dover oily is kodesh. Shilim chulin tmeyim. Let's say you took chulin tmeyim. So because I mentioned Rami b'shagid tashlum tashlumin b'meizin ain't tashlum tashlumin. If you did a b'shagid, it's fine. If you did a b'meizin, it's not fine. You have to unwind it. V'chachamim ayimrim bein b'shagid bein b'meizin tashlum of tashlumin. You never unwind it. However, v'chayzer meshalim chulin tahirim. We can't see that you have to make a second payment. Right, so what do we want from this brisa? V'ha'chadim b'derayzer tashlumin ma'al yahava. In this brisa over here, Rameir said that if b'meizin you gave the kohen back the wrong thing, you replace the truma with chulin tmeyim. The halacha is ein tashlum of tashlum. You have to unwind it. Now that's only mid rabbanan. Mid derayzer, there's no question what you did was done. So you replaced the truma, you gave the kohen back really what you were supposed to on the deraisa level. The rabbanan are telling you, unwind it. Now this is going to have major nafkuminas. What kind of nafkuminas? Mamzeris nafkuminas. Because v'hachadim deraisa tashlumim ma'al yahavim mideraisa, what you gave the kohen really belongs to the kohen. Di mekadosh bu kohen isha, such as, if the kohen would be mekadosh in isha with the money that you gave him, tafsir lo kedushi. V'ami rabbanan ein tashlum tashlumim. But the rabbanan said that you have to unwind what you did, meaning it doesn't belong to him. So what will happen if he was already Mekadosh an ace, he was Mekadosh a woman with this truma, with this chulin tmeim that you gave him? So midei raisa, she's Mekudeshes. But midei rabbana, meaning that you said ain't tashlum of kadush, ain't tashlum of tashlumin, so it's going to come out that she's not Mekudeshes. So vikosharina an eishes ishlahalma, so you're going to be matur an eishes ishlahalma. Is a raya yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakor dovim in atayro. So the word says no. My ain't tashlum of tashlumin. The coming Rameir, when Rameir said ain't tashlum of tashlumin, he meant to say exactly what the chachomim said. The kboi lemahadish shlumi chulun tahir. That in addition to the chulun tmein that you already gave the kohen, on top of that, you would also have to give chulun tahir. But then ihachi Sumchas Hain Rabbanon. Isn't that exactly what Rabbanon said? Sumchas B'Shem Rameir is the Shitas Rabbanon. Am Ravach B'Dir Rav Ika Kansu Shogu Yotu Mezid Gvi. Now, you're right. What they hold, if you did a B'Mezid, is the same. They both hold that Tashlum of Tashlumin, and in addition to the Chulun Tmein, you'd also have to give Chulun Tahir. Where they are using if you did a B'Shogig, whereas Rameir said, Sumchas B'Shem Rameir said that B'Shogig, everything you did is fine. The Rabbanon said that even B'Shogig, we cancel the Shogig. Why would you cancel the Shogig? So that's a general kholiistic idea of Kansu Shogig Otumeza. But either way, Rav Chisda has no raya from this long-winded brisa to his chiddush that yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakor dover min atayr. Next crack at it. Toshma dam shenitma, if dam of a korban becomes tamei. So the halacha is, if dam of a korban is tamei, if any aspect of a korban is tamei, can't be makrivit. So you're not supposed to take the dam and spritz it on his bech. You're not supposed to do zrika with this dam that's tamei. Vizarkoi, but the kohen went and he did do zrika, although he wasn't supposed to. So b'shoigig, if he did a b'shoigig, hurtza, then it works. B'mezit, if he did a b'mezit, loy hurtza. That means that if you were mechuyev to bring a chatas, for example, you were mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, you brought your chatas to the kohen was doing the avoida, then the dam became tamei. He wasn't supposed to do zrika now with his dam. He did it anyways. So if he did a b'shoigeg, then you're okay. You don't have to bring another chatas. But if he did a b'mezit lo yehurtza, you will have to bring another carbon chatas. Frek the gemara. We know that although you're not supposed to do zrika with dam tamei, it's only ilikat chila. But b'di yeved mida iraisa, if you do zrika with dam tamei, the zrika works. The Tanya, we learned in a b'raisa, amatz, it's miratza. The b'raisa is discussing the mystical powers of the tzitz. And one of the koiches that the tzitz had was, it was miratza ala dam v'ala basar v'ala chelef. Shenitma, if the dam or the basar or the chelef or the carbon became tamei, b'im b'shogi, b'im b'meza, b'im b'inus, b'im b'ratzen, b'im b'yachad, b'im b'tzibor. Any permutation. The halacha is that it's miratza, it works. That means this dam on a deraisa level was miratza. Although you weren't supposed to do it, it was tamei, it doesn't matter. Dam tamei is miratza. How could dam tamei be miratza? That's the koyach of tzitz. Tzitz makes it work. There's machlokes in the Gemara, whether the tzitz is only miratza, ba'udai al metzchoi, or even be'in oidai al metzchoi, yuma, davzayin. The raya is from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol didn't wear the tzitz, he wore the big day lavan, but sometimes. But the point is that you see that midday raisa, the tzitz would be miratza. The amir rabbanon lo yehurtza. And so the rabbanon are saying that it's not miratza. What's the problem? Where do you see from here? Yesh koich biyat chachamim. Because what's this person that was mechal Shabbos b'shoigi? They had to bring a karmi chatas. And the chatas was brought, albeit with dam tamei. Midday raisa was miratza. The rabbanon said lo yehurtza. Means you have to bring another carbon. This person is going to end up bringing a chatas
Because Rabbanan told him to, we're mida iraisa. He's not mechuyev to bring a chatas. Now you can't bring a carbon if not, you're not mechuyev to bring a carbon. There's a concept of a nedava. So an oilik is baba nedava. Shlabim is maybe baba nedava. But let's say a chatas. That's not baba nedava. You can't just bring a chatas. If you're not mechuyev to bring a chatas, you can't. It's called bringing chulun lazara. Sefreit the gemara v'kahada ma'ayo chulun lazara. You're gonna bring chulun lazara. Zok Reb Chizda is a raya that the rabbanan have a koyach to be matzeh chulun lazara. Yesh koyach biad chachamim lakor dava minatay. Says the Gemara, Amar Beis Reb Chanina, my loy hurtza the kama. What did the Brisa mean when it said loy hurtza? It meant lahatir baser bachila. He never meant that you're going to have to bring another carbon. You can't bring another carbon because ain't koyach biyat chacham and lakar davim and atayra really. So you can't bring another carbon. So what does loy hurtza mean? It meant to say that whereas ordinarily after you do the zrika, there are some fringe benefits that come along with a carbon. One of them is the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat of the carbon. You can't eat the meat until you do the zrika. Once you do the zrika, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So in this case, being that you use dam tameh, you will not be able to eat the meat. That's something that you won't be able to do. But enechinami, as far as meeting a kapara, hurtza. Why? Because medeiraisi, you have a ritzoy, and if medeiraisi, you have a ritzoy, Rabbana can't tell you to bring another carbon, because that would be chulin ba'azara. But the Gemara says, avo bailam nischapur, but really the bailam get a kapara. But soif soif kamasakra achilas basar. But you're right, then you're not being oikudavim in a Torah by bringing chulam azara, but he's still being oikud avam anatera by being mevatel the mitzvah for the kehanim to eat the basar, because you're telling the kehanim that although midei raisa, you should be able to eat it, because the tzitz was meratza, not only for the kapara, but also for the achilas basar, but we're going to be oikud avam anatera. So you're being oikud avam anatera by not letting the kehanim eat the basar. The Gemara adds to that, viksiv, and eating the meat is not just a mitzvah study, it's actually part of the kapara. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs that, but it's actually part of the kapara, because viksiv, va'ochlu oisam ashakupa behem, and melamed, and we learn from that pasuk, shakehanim oichlim, ubaylam eschaprim. So you're still being oikud avam anatera. So before we see the next words of the Gemara, which is really the turning point in the sugya, but before we see the next words of the Gemara on the topic of kehanim oichlim, ubaylam eschaprim. So we haven't spoken this out in a while. The Mesilas Yesharim, at the very end of Sefer Mesilas Yesharim in Shara Kedusha, he discusses the highest level that a person can achieve. So the first level, right, we know at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, machivas b'lomik. And he works his way up, one madrega to another madrega, the spitz madrega that a person can achieve. In Mesilas Yesharim's cheshbin of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, there's different gersois in the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yair. But the Mesilas Yesharim's gersa, Avodah Zarah Dafchav. Right? So, but the his, very good. But the Mesilas Yesharim's cheshbin of the highest level is what he calls Shara Kedusha. And Shara Kedusha, he says, is when a person doesn't become a poyresh, doesn't become like so good at all. He becomes a kaddish. He becomes a shtik kedusha, so that everything he does, even a davar gashmi, becomes a tremendous madrega. So, for example, the person who's on the level of prishos, he avoids doing dvarim gashmian because gashmian is bad. The person who's on the higher madrega does dvarim gashmian, but his dvarim gashmian becomes dvarim ruchnian. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, where do you find this idea? Kayanim oichlim ubaylam eschaprim. Achila is a davar gashmi. But when the kayan's on the proper madrega, the achilas kayhanim becomes like the achilas mizbeach. And just like the mizbeach, when you put food in the mizbeach, the akhtara, you get a kapara, so too when the kayhanim eat, that becomes a kapara as well. Kayhanim oichlum ubayim eschaprim, says the Mesilas Yesharim, is a dugma for what he calls the midah of kedusha, where now the kayhanim, by their physical act of achila, are actually attaining kapara for the person that's bringing a carbon. One of the nice marmakomis he says over there is Tosfos Tainus Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Shalosh Mafteichas Le'nimtz Rabbi Hatzliach. One of them is the mafteach of Tchias HaMesim. And Tosfos says, although the Gemara says that the mafteach of Tchias HaMesim wasn't given over by Hatzliach, we do find Navi that do a different tzaddikim that did do Tchias HaMesim. Elisha, Eliyahu Navi. So Tosfos says, it must mean the Gemara that Be'oifen Timidi, the mafteach of Tchias HaMesim is not given over to a shliach. But ba'akroi ba'alma, it's possible. You find Elisha was Mechayim Mesim. You find Eliyahu was. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, what's the oimek hadavar? The oimek hadavar is not that Elisha and Eliyahu were an exception to the rule of the Sholosh Mafteichas L'Nimsur B'Yad Shliach. But the vart was that Elisha and Eliyahu achieved such madregas in Kedusha that it was like the koyach of the Shechina itself, and the Shechina has a koyach to be Mechayim Mesim, they had that koyach also. It worked with the midah of Kedusha. Very deep. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, or Rav Chizda's raya is, that from the fact that if somebody, the koyin is zoyrik, dam tomei, the halacha is, b'mezid, loy hurtza, Let's say it only means that you're not allowed to eat from the basar. But at the end of the day, we're being oiker dove min haTorah by saying that the kehanim don't have a mitzvah now to eat the basar. Is a raya yesh koich biachacham and lachid dove min haTorah amalei. So the Gemara says that Rabba told Rav Chisda, you're bringing me a raya from there. That's not a raya. Sheva al taisa shani. You're right over there. The rabbanon are being oiker dove min haTorah, but they're being oiker dove min haTorah by telling you not to do something. Don't eat. Ordinarily, it's a mitzvah to eat the basar. Here, the kianim shouldn't eat. But to be oikir davim in atoira, bekum vaseh, to tell a person to proactively go and be oikir davim in atoira, like you, Rav Chisda, are suggesting, because you're saying that you are mafresh truma min atomei al atar, midei raisa to truma schal. You're saying don't treat it as truma. That means you're going to be allowed, you're going to allow a person to be mezalzel in truma. Treat it as chum. That's something that you're not allowed to do. Bekum vaseh, that perhaps not. So enachinami, Rav Chisda, you got me, and amoyde b'mitzvahs, that you find the idea of yeshkoch b'yachacham alach shalom alateres, but you only have a raya that you could do b'shev al taisa. You don't have a raya that you could do it bekum vaseh. On my list, Rav Chisda heard Rabba's teretz. He told him, boy lo suveich, I had seven other kashas that I was going to ask you. Seven other rayas I had from different Gemaras that yesh kach b'yachom alach adam v'natera. But now that you told me sheval taisa adif, I'm not going to ask you because you're going to give me the same teretz for all seven. Those are all makaris of sheval taisa. What were the seven makaris? Oral, hazav, v'izemel, sadim betzitzes, v'kivsei atzeres, v'shoifer, v'lulav. But hashdeh shana slam. But now that you answered sheval taisa, now that you gave me the answer sheval taisa, loy mi akeru kulunami sheval taisa. These are all cases of sheval taisa. What are these seven cases? I guess we'll go through them quickly. Oral is the halach is that an oral that has bris mila has tumas meis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Rashi quotes the Gemara, ha-purish min ha-orla, ka-purish min ha-kever. Said, what if somebody becomes a ger, he has his bris mila on Erev Pesach? So, the midday raisa, he can bring a carbon Pesach. Midday rabbanon, he's treated as a meis. And a meis is not bring a carbon Pesach. The halach is he doesn't bring a carbon Pesach. The chama being oikid of a minatayra. They're telling you not to bring a carbon Pesach. We're midday raisa. You are mechuyev to bring a carbon Pesach. The teretz is, they're doing it, but they're doing it b'shev al taisa. Hazah is, if somebody was tomei meis, and his seventh day, he needs to have hazah's Zohar from the Parah Aduma, Shlishi V'Shvi, his seventh day fell out Erev Pesach, but it was also on Shabbos. Now you're not allowed to do Hazor from the Parah Aduma on a Shabbos. But Shabbos now is Erev Pesach. So if you're not going to do Hazor, you're going to miss the Korban Pesach. The halacha is you can't do the Hazor. You're going to miss the Korban Pesach. Yesh kerech b'yachachom l'akidav min ha-tayra. You're right. B'shev al-taisa. Don't bring the Korban Pesach. They're only doing the B'shev al-taisa. Sadin b'tzitzis. Sadim mitzitzes, right? That's the classic say deichalos say. But at the izemel is that if somebody has a moyel, wants to do a milah on Shabbos, and if he got his izemel, he can go bring it, but he's going to have to go derech gagos, karfifos, chatzeres. He'll have to be over the isser itza dire reblazed the milah, right? It'll have to be over the isser dirabonon of itza. Chama said you can't be over the isser itza. Ayu be mevatel bris milah. True, you're doing b'shev al taisa. Sadim mitzitzes, don't do klein betzitzis. Again, it's b'shev al taisa. Kivtzei atzeres is a little bit more complicated. Ayin Rashi. And shofar v'lulav, that's straightforward. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We don't take dalid minim on Shabbos. Why not? Because we're afraid. Zeru shema yavirenu. Are you being oikir davim in atoira? The teretz is, b'shev al taisa, you are allowed to. And that was what Rav Chisda said, that I would have asked these kashas, but I'm not, because all you have a raya is shev al taisa. Let's just finish the Gemara, and then we'll do a little halacha l'maisa. It's interesting. Tashma, elov tishmon. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Navi mikir b'cho me'achecha, kamoini yachim l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Elov tishmon. So there's a concept of a Navi, obviously. And the Torah says that if a Navi tells you to do something, you listen. Eilav Tishmon, says the Gemara. Afilu oimeloch avoir al achas min kol mitzvah shebetorah. Even if the Navi tells you to be over an issur Torah, kigoyin Eliyahu bar Karmel. What happened with Eliyahu bar Karmel? So the Yidden were suffering from the Nevi'i Habal. And Eliyahu had a showdown with the Nevi'i Habal on top of the Har Karmel. And they said, we're going to determine once and for all, whether Hashem is Emes or the Baal that you worship, your Avodah Zarah, is Emes. And they brought karbanos on the Har HaKarmel, and of course, Hashem listened to the Tmisha Ono L'Eliyahu B'Har HaKarmel, just said it yesterday. So of course, Hashem listened to Eliyahu, and there was a tremendous nace, and finally they put the Yidu were able to put the Nevi'i Baal to rest. But what the whole story of the Nevi'i Baal involved was bringing a carbon to Har HaKarmel. You know, I'll bring a carbon to Har HaKarmel. Carbon has to be brought on Har Bayis in the Makom HaMikdash. It's Shchutei Chutz. Rashi says it's also Halas Chutz. There was serious Isurim that were involved over here. Chayvi Krisos and still Yohan Navi said, bring a carbon. He was being over Adavim and HaTorah. So you see from Elof Tishmon that Afilo Oimeloch Avoy Alach to Komitzah Shabbat Torah, Kigoyin Aliyah Bar HaKarmel, the Halach is, you HaKoylof Yishah Shmaloi. It's a raya al kapanim that yesh koyach biyat chachamim lakad davim anatayra. Because if ain't koyach biyat chachamim lakad davim anatayra, how is Eliyo able to do that? Says the Gemara Shani Hosam, the chsiv eilat ishman. No, it is a special pasuk. Okay, but v'ligmar minei. So let's learn from that special pasuk. Incidentally, Tosfos asks that they were dealing with nevuah. Maybe nevuah is different. The chachamim and beis medrash say that we feel that we want to be oikar davim anatayra. That's the same as Eliyo Navi coming and saying that Hashem told me to. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara Megillah daf beis. That in Novi Rashoi Lechadish Davar Meyata, so I in Tosfos. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. V'ligomer minei, why not learn from the story of Eliyahu HaKarmel that the Chavim have a Kerech to be Eger Davar Manatera? Says the Gemara, Nadir was different. Migdar Milsa Shaini. And the reason it was different over there is because there it was done for a very, very important cause. Just because it's a big line. Let's see what Rashi says inside. Migdar Milsa. Lasso is Geder V'Takona. To make a Geder or a Takona Ki Hosom. Sheheshivan Al Yedei Kemi Avedas Kechavim. The Yidden were all worshipping Avedas. Many Yidden were worshipping Avedas Zara. And he had to do something to get the people to stop worshipping Avedas Zara. Right? We talked about Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas to get the madness to stop. He had no choice. That's different. These were already extreme circumstances. And over there, you're allowed to do it. But in a regular situation, to be Mater, Truma, because you are Pirish, you are Marfish, and you're not going to be Marfish again, that's a whole different scenario over there. Lav dafka yeish kerech b'yad chachamim, lakar dovim and atera. Toshma, a little bit more. Bitloi mevutal. The halach is that if somebody sends a shliach to give a get to his wife, so he's not going to be present when he divorces his wife, he's doing it al yeish shliach. And then he changes his mind, so he doesn't want to divorce his wife. So he could be mevatal to get midday rice. However, the Rabbanan said that you should only be mevatal to get in front of either your wife or in front of the shliach. Because otherwise, a tremendous lakala could happen. You send the shliach with a get, he goes off to do his thing, and then you walk in, he has, you know, I'm mevatal to get. This woman's going to get married thinking that she's not married anymore. She's going to have children. And you're going to walk in one day and you're going to say that I was really... So that's something that you can't do. What if you did it in front of Beis Din? So Beis Din knows you did it, but it wasn't in front of the shliach. It wasn't in front of the husband. So batel mevutal, it works. Meaning you weren't supposed to, but it works. Divrei Rebbe. Shem gavli loy me'ini yachol. Loy levatla, you can't be mevatel it. V'loy lehoisav al tanai, even to be meisav on a tanai that you may have put into the get, you can't do that either. Because I'm keep makoyach Beis Din yofa, then... What did the Chum accomplish by making this takana? They made a takana, don't do it. So obviously, in the event you do it, there has to be implications. So, fake the Gemara, v'hachad, midi raisa, batal get. Midi raisa, you're telling me there's no question you can be mevatal to get. It's the whole question of why it shouldn't work, your bitalism. So the Gemara's catch is, right, because of that you're being mater in Eishas Ish, isn't that a makar, th koich biyat chacham alakadav minatayru, by the fact that the Rabbanon are telling you that although you are mevatal the get is not really mevatal, in other words, they're being oikir davim minatayru. Because midday raisa, this woman is an Eishas Ish, midday raisa, she's not an Eishas Ish, because you are mevatal the get, and the Rabbanon say, no, the get is a get. What do you mean? Midday raisa, it's not a get. So how can Rabbanan say that it is going to be a get? Now, you gave her a get. You sent the shliach with a get. And then you were mevatel it. So midday raisa, really, it's mevot. Oh, the other way around. I'm sorry. But al kapanim, the same idea, says the Gemara. No, the reason it works here is because of... no idea what you're talking about. The reason it works over here is because man de mekadesh, adaita de Rabbanan mekadesh, vavke in a Rabbanan lekidushin. You don't have to come on to yesh koyach b'yad chachamim. You're right, Rabbanan have a koyach over here to undo a marriage, but it's working differently. It's working not with yesh koyach b'yad chachamim, but it's working with the idea that you find of kol de mekadesh, adaita de Rabbanan mekadesh. And that's something that they have a right to do, right? How does that work? Because when a person gets married, he says, Harei HaMekadesh Asli Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So what he's doing is he's opening himself up to whatever Das Moshe V'Yisrael is, that's how I want this marriage to go down. So if Das Moshe V'Yisrael later is going to be that for whatever reason you shouldn't be married, that's something that they have a kerech to do. I once heard a tshuva from the Marsham. Today's not the day for this, although this perek is the perek for it, that he wanted to be Matar Agunas. He didn't understand, why can you be Matar Agunas based on Kol HaMekadesh Rabbanat, right, call the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh, thank you. And he worked out based on a Rashba in one of the Noshim Nezikin Sugyas, a tremendous kula to perhaps be Matar Aguna based on call the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh, and he comes out at the end of his tshuva, he said, I'm writing this lahalocha avoloy lamaisa. So he thinks it's oiskehalten, halocha, but halocha lamaisa, that already he's afraid to do. But there is a concept of call the Mekadesh, Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh, so the Gemara says, but that can only work if you were Mekadesh Bekesef. Because then the Rabbanan have a right to say that the money that was transferred between husband and wife retroactively is not viewed as kesef kedushin, it's viewed as a matana, I don't know, halva, but kodesh bebiya, ma'ikla meimar, how could they undo kedushay biya? L'maisa there was a biya. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shavir Rabbanan, l'glos, bilas nos. They have a right to make it into a bilas nos. That's one pshat in why there would be more of a havamina, that it should work for Kedusha Kesed, not for Kedusha Bia. Rashi, famously throughout Shas, brings another pshat, and that is that Tenech the Kaddish Bekas, because that's only Kedusha Derabanan. But Kaddish Bebia, that's Bia De Raisa, Tosfos Rashi. Every time he brings it, he says, can't be that Kedusha Kesef is only Kedusha Derabanan. We learn that Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim, Gzeir Shav is Dei Raisa, Yud Gimel Midas. The Rambam Masei from Mitzvah says that Kedusha Kesef is only Kedusha Derabanan. So that's a whole different discussion. Tashma, one final raya that Rav Chisda tries to bring, Tiyesh Kech Biyad Chacham Alakadav in Atayra, and that is, Omer Rabbe Lozman Yaakov, Shemati, I heard, Shebezdin Makim Va'inchen Shalem in Atayra, that Bezdin has a right to hurt people, to beat people up, to punish people, even if the Torah doesn't necessarily prescribe that punishment. When they do that, they're not being overdub in a Torah. What do you mean? You're not allowed to hit somebody. That's being overdub in a Torah. But in this case, they're allowed to, because they're doing it simply to make a gedda, to make a mishmeret. So in fact, it was a story that somebody was riding a horse on Shabbos, in the times of the Yevonim. They view the Bezdin, and they brought him to Bezdin, and they gave him skilo. He was riding a horse, which is Chil Shabbos Derabanan, not Deiraisa. He's not Chayef Skila. Chil Shabbos Deiraisa, yeah. But not Chil Shabbos Derabanan. They did it anyways. El Shashot Tzrich Lakach. These were serious times, and they felt that was the right thing to do. Vishuv Ma'i said, there was another story about the Mech Shatiach Be'ish Shetachas Te'ena. There was somebody who was boil his wife underneath a Te'ena tree. They view the Bezim as a clue. They'll coo. They didn't give him Skila, they gave him Malkus. And again, Loibim Neshiroi Lekach, not because he did something for which really he deserves Malkus. It's not a Loisa saying the Torah, for which you get Malkus. Ela Shashot Tzricha Lekach. They did because they had to. But Al Kabonim, you see that Bezdin is being Oikadavim in a Torah. They're hitting somebody. I'll hit somebody. See, being Oikadavim in a Torah. So it sounds like that's something they're allowed to do. And here in Tzedal you don't get Bekum Vaseh. This is not a Sheval Taiso. So you can't give me the answer that Rabbi gave Sheval Taiso other because they're doing a Maiso. That's Keneged what the Torah said. Says the Gemara, Migdar Milsa Shaini. Here too, similar to Yoba Har HaKarmel. Like the Gemara said, these were serious circumstances that were surrounding the stories. And for that reason, they felt that it was the right thing to do. But Enochinami, ordinarily, it's not something that they would have done. So before we see the Halachal Maiso regarding Yesh Kech Biach Chacham and Lakadav Min HaTorah, I mean, just a little bit. But before that, just one interesting thing. We had this last Gemara that Bezdin is makim va'inchen. That Bezdin could beat somebody up. Loi labra al-devei Torah, ela lasir siyog. I saw in the Sha'arim, it's the Yadim Bahalacha, I saw two nice Marmakovins he brings. Number one, he brings from the Rush, that the Rush says that he came to Spain. And when he came to Spain, he saw that the local Bezdin used to give people Mrs. Bezdin. Amazing. I mean, the Chazal, the Sanhedrin, stopped giving Misa's Bezdin, the Gemara says, 40 years before Chorban Bayis Sheni. But he said he came to Spain, and in Spain, the local Batidinim were killing people. That's what they used to do. L'migdem Milsa. And he said that he asked around, like, what's your basis to give people Misa's Bezdin? And they quoted, Yevam Estav Tzadikam and Beis. It was based on this Gemara that they used to give people Misa's Bezdin. And then he brings an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, in the end, it's the last Ramah, last line in Hilchas Yibam V'chalitza. So Simon Kufay and Zayin in Evan HaEzer says Ramah. He's talking about znus in general, people that are zaynim, zaynos. V'rashoyin ha-bezen liknos ha-zaynos. Bezen has a right to punish a zayna, k'dei lasu is geder. And he says, umayso ba'achas, it's interesting, the Makar is also a Tshuva Sarash. Umayso ba'achas shezin tzenkuti. The Ramah says, I heard a story about a woman who was mezana with a non-Jew, v'chotchu es chotma. They cut off her nose, k'dei lenavla, to make her disgusting. There's no basis in the Torah to cut off a person's nose. But they did it anyways, and they did it k'dei lenavla, and again, based on this sugya over here, that tzadik oven days, that Bezdin has a koyach to be erkidav min haTorah. So what's the bottom line? Yesh koyach b'yad chom lakadav min haTorah, or in koyach b'yad chom lakadav min haTorah. So I saw the poskim bring, and you have a chance to look up the actual Maor Mekoymis, but the Rambam and the Rashba and the Gedolei HaPoskim all paskind like this in-between tzad and the Gemara. And that's what you find usually quoted in Shas. That yesh koyach b'yad chachomim lakir dovim in HaTorah b'sheva al taisa. However, ain koyach b'yad chachomim lakir dovim in HaTorah b'kum vaseh. So if you're doing it b'sheva al taisa, it's okay. If you're doing it b'kum vaseh, then the chachomim do not have a koyach. So just two ha'aras. Number one, I got a hold of a Stei Chemed last night, and I saw the Stei Chemed in Mareches Yud on this sugya of Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomim Lakar Dovim and HaTorah. He brings from the Prima Godim, who brings an interesting Machlik Sushain. He says, this sugya that we had over here, Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomim, these are Dvar Ma'im, the Bruma Shalayla, of Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachomim Lakar Dovim and HaTorah was all mitzvah saseh. Shofar, Luluf, Korban Pesach, Milah. We're discussing B'shev al taisa, the Chachamim are telling you that not to do a mitzvah saseh for whatever reason. What about if it was a case where you were going to do a loisaseh, but you were going to do a b'shev al taisa. A loisaseh b'shev al taisa. We're never discussed that. The Gemara discuss a mitzvah saseh b'shev al taisa. What about a loisaseh that you're going to be a b'shev al taisa? Do you say there too, yesh koich b'ad chom alak adovim anateira, because it's b'shev al taisa, or is it only when it's a mitzvah saseh? A mitzvah saseh is potentially less chomer than a mitzvah saseh. We spoke a lot about that recently. But if an aseh is less chomer than a loisaseh, then only you can be vatal an aseh b'shev al taisa. But to do a loisaseh b'shev al taisa, that may be not. Supreme Godim says he thinks that it's a machlik is Rambam. And Rashi. There's a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim that discusses that if somebody finds chametz in his house on Pesach, so if somebody finds chametz on Pesach, so the halacha is that you're supposed to leave it there. You burn it, and the reason is because it's muktzah. Certainly on Shabbos, it's going to be muktzah, and you're supposed to leave it there. Rashi says that that's only if you are mevatel the chametz. But if you aren't mevatel the chametz, then you can't just leave it there because it's muktzah, because you have an obligation, midei raisa, to go ahead and do it. Says the Prima Godin, by you leaving the chametz there, you're being over by your rabbi yomatzeh. But you're being over by your rabbi yomatzeh b'shev al taisa. You didn't create the chametz, you didn't bring the chametz into your house, you're just leaving it there. And still Rashi said that muktzah wouldn't be a good enough reason for you to be allowed to leave it there. Why? L'chayra, because ain't koich b'yatcha chama lakadav min ha-tayra. I am doing it b'shev al taisa. The teretz is, shev al taisa only works when it's a mitzvah saseh. Not when it's a lois saseh. Over here there's a lois saseh. You have the lav of bayi rabbi yamatzi. The Rambam brings the salach, and the Rambam says mefurish, that even if you were in mevatel the chametz, so you're going to be over bayi rabbi yamatzi, says the Rambam, mishu muktzah hechmiru, that you're not allowed to touch it. What do you mean muktzah? Muktzah is only the Rabbanon. So muktzah is only, although we saw in Be'ah that muktzah is a derabanan that's treated like a deraisa, safik derabanan lekula, safik muktzah lechumra. So maybe it's more than a derabanan, but that's prima godim's raya. The Rambam says that mishum muktzah, you have to leave the chametz there. Are you being over by your rabbi yamatzeh? Zok to prima godim, it's pashit. Yesh koich biyat chachamim lakadovim in atera b'shev al taisa. I hear it's a loisaseh. So you see that even by a loisaseh, still yesh koich biyat chachamim lakadovim in atera. One other nice maramokim that. Tashbis also, that's true. One nice maramakim that the Stechemid quotes, and that is a Tosfos in Masechtas Nazir Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So the context of the Tosfos is not really relevant, but what Tosfos comes out and says, just one line from Tosfos. V'af ki ein koich biyat chacham alak adavim in atayr b'kum vasey, that although there's, you just learned the sugya, ein koich biyat chacham alak adavim in atayr b'mokim sheyesh ponim v'tam v'dover, vaday l'kulei alma yesh koich lakar. That if you have a really, really good reason to be oikadavim in atayr, everybody would agree that you're allowed to, and he brings a raya from the sugya, Masech Sivam, it's not the part of the sugya that we've learned yet, but that's, here's a raya from the sugya. The bottom line is, not from Perik Isha Rabba, not the sugya so much, but from Perik Isha Rabba. But either way, Tosfos says already a tremendous yisoy, that if it's a ponim v'dover to be yokidavim in atayra, maybe that's what the Gemara meant when it said, l'migdar milsa, shiny, but there is a basis, perhaps, when you could be yokidavim in atayra. What's even more interesting is that the Beis Yosef, Tosfos HaGadol, the Beis Yosef brings this Tosfos in Nazar, halacha l'maisa, he brings it in Erchayim Simen, Tof Yud Ches, in Hilchus Rish Chodesh. How does this come to Hilchus Rish Chodesh? He's discussing the Rambam Shita. The halacha is that if somebody makes a neder to be mevatel a mitzvah, so the halacha is a neder schal. So if you make a neder, you're not going to have anor from matzah. Now it's Pesach, can't eat matzah. Or if you make a neder, you're not going to eat, and now there's it's Yontif, you don't eat. Because nedarim achal advar mitzvah. Shvu is not chal advar mitzvah. Neder is chal advar mitzvah. It's a mishnah mesechtes nedarim. The Rambam says that this, the neder, is chal advar mitzvah. That's only in a mitzvah deraisa. But on a mitzvah derabban or not. So let's say you made a neder, you're not going to eat, and now it's Purim, and there's a mitzvah to eat. It brings Chanukah also. The discussion over here is what about Rish Chodesh? That's where it comes in to the Beis Yosef here. But let's say it's Chanukah Purim, which are clearly only dinei derabbanon. So the Rambam says, b'chahai gavno, the neder will not be chal. Because although ordinarily a neder is chal al dvar mitzvah, that's only for mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah derabanan is more chomer. Why should a mitzvah derabanan be more chomer than deraisa? Isn't it always fakert? Because chachamim also chizikli divrei meis mishal ter. Sometimes you find that the derabanans are more chomer because chachamim also chizikli divrei. Freik de Beis Yosef, very nice Rambam. But he has a kasha on the Rambam. His kasha is that midday raisa, if somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to eat tomorrow. Midday raisa, the neder is certainly going to be chal. The Rabbanan are saying that the neder shouldn't be chal. Why should the neder not be chal? Because it's Purim. And chachamim also chizik the devrei meis mishal. We don't want people fasting on Purim because people will be mazalzel on Purim. But midday raisa, the neder is chal. So you're being oikadavim in HaTorah. And over here you're doing it b'kum v'aseh. Why are you doing it b'kum v'aseh? Because
You're going to go eat when you made a neder not to eat. And we pass in ein koich biyat chachomim lakadovim in atayro. Bekum vasei. So the Beis Yosef says two terutzim. The second terutz the Beis Yosef says is toisvus nozadaf from Gimel Amud Beis. He's mitzayin this toisvus. That toisvus says that if there's a ponim v'tam bedavar l'kuli alma yesh koich lakad, the Rambam obviously felt that the chachomim also chizik the devreim not to have people fasting on Chanukah and Purim was a good enough reason that it fits into this exception to the rule where even Bekumva say, Yesh Koich Biyad Chachomim, Lakor Dovim in Atera.